The Huddle, the first men's basketball edition of the year. We're joined here by head coach Damian Blair with a new season now just a few days away. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Larry.
So starting off, a new season opened up on Friday, so we're just about, 36 hours away from tip now. Talk about how preseason's gone and kind of what you've seen out of the team early on.
The kids have been working hard. I don't think we're anywhere where we need to be. We got a lot of new bodies and we lost some really good pieces. Sure. Kyle McGee averaged close to 9 rebounds a game, over 10 points, ran the offense, played really good defense. And then, you lose Elijah Barrett, who's in the middle, grabbing every offensive rebound, doing a great job defending. And then when it came time to making big shots when it counted, he always stepped up and did that for us. So there's going to be two really tough shoes to fill. And I think we need to start with like our core values, just working really hard on both ends of the floor, being disciplined, being unselfish. And that's our foundation. And we got to continue to build off of that if we want to be able to win some games.
Obviously, last season was a fun year. Another 20-win season, first regular season crown since 06. Just talk about what a season like that can do for what was still a pretty young group. You did talk about losing McGee, losing Barrett, but you still return Smith, Allen, Purnell, Osamano, a number of talented pieces. What does a year like that do going into another season?
It should give those guys some confidence, right? But most importantly, the leaders have to step up and make sure they continue on that legacy. Sure. And again, that starts with doing things the right way. We're a team that likes to switch defenses, so that means that you have to be able to communicate with your teammates and be on the same page as your teammates. And that's something right now that we're struggling with a little bit. But in order for us to be successful, we have to be connected. And that's something that we've been working on during this preseason. And it'll be a test for us come Friday and Saturday against two really good CIAA opponents.
Let's talk about the returning group a little bit more. What have you seen out of your captains, Smith, Allen, Walensky, just the rest of the returning crew through preseason so far this year that you think can help us into a new year?
Yeah, you've said it. They're going to probably use what they learned last year to be able to carry this team through some of those rigors that they're going to be faced against. So they've been doing that. And I tell you, Alex has been really good, but Robert Smith has stepped up in a lot of ways. We've been trying to play with a little bit more pace and play under control. And it's tough for two guys that can play off of one foot and really create some things, but we got some other guys that can make some plays. So we got to play under control and when we get into the lane. And he's been doing an excellent job by getting in there, playing off of two, and leading by example. So hopefully they can continue to do that. And put all the younger guys and some of the newcomers in a position that we can all be successful and share the ball and have some fun.
A strong group of newcomers as well. We have a few freshmen, Miles Gray, Celine Payne, Darius Phillips, and Mirko Bramati. I don't think I'm missing anybody in that group.
Reynolds.
Well, Makai Reynolds and Jordan Kelly are two transfers as well.
Right.
Talk about what you've seen just out of the true freshmen and then how the transfers have kind of adjusted to our brand of basketball.
The transfers and the freshmen, they're acting like transfers and freshmen right now, playing really hard, doing some good things at different times, and that we saw in practice and also in the scrimmage. But we play a little bit differently than everybody else. Right. Really, really demanding, and they're willing. And that's the key. If you're willing, then eventually it'll come. So they've been doing a great job of just trying to, soak in everything and then just spit it back out in those right moments of practice or some of the scrimmages and games that we're going to be seeing soon.
So on your way to Virginia very soon, getting ready for a tough St. Augustine's team on Friday night and then a very good Virginia State team on Saturday evening as well. Mm-hmm. What's your message to the team going to be like, whether it's the hotel or whether it's in the locker room on Friday afternoon? Yeah. Before we take the floor for the first time this season,
we want to keep things simple. They're really big. They've got some 6'8" kids. I think they have one team has a 7-footer. They've got some athleticism, some speed. So the things that we need to do is we need to be disciplined. We have to box out. We have to have flesh on flesh, make sure people are walking people outside the lane. And rather than taking off, we have to value the ball and secure the ball before we start to run. So the number one thing is defend and rebound. And if you're defending and rebounding, you're going to be in a good situation to be able to win down the stretch. And then the other thing that we'll talk about is executing, making sure that we're setting screens, setting people up, sharing the ball. And, you know, there's a certain type of flow that happens when you make an extra pass and a guy steps into a shot and knocks it down. Everybody feels good. So those are the things that we'll be concentrating on, sharing the ball, you know, making the extra pass, but more importantly, rebounding on both ends, and you got to defend if you want to win.
So only two non-league home games this year, only five before you hit PSAC East play. Mm-hmm. Talk about, you know, to be on the road, could that help a team come together a little bit quicker and get ready for how tough the East always is?
Yeah, normally we'll have one scrimmage at home.
Sure.
And this year we decided to do three away just to kind of get ready for some of those away contests that we'll be facing later in the season. But, you know, we got Fairmount coming back on Wednesday.
Right. Always a great game against a tough regional team.
Yeah, they just beat Bowling Green.
Right.
So, you know, so we're going to get tested. And I don't think we're anywhere where we need to be. But we're going to find out who we are very, very, very shortly. And it'll prepare us for league play because there's a lot of really good opponents in the West and also in the East. And right. It's not easy to win a game, let alone to get to the playoffs or win a divisional championship. So we're not even thinking about that stuff. Sure. We're thinking about building that foundation. Sure. and then using that foundation to be able to anchor us into the future.
So we'll shift gears a little bit. We'll talk about it. You know, what are the, from a fan perspective, what are the points of emphasis? What are the rule changes that you've talked about as coaches? Maybe you heard from the officials as well saying, hey, we're going to be keeping an eye out for this year. You know, last year, early, I felt like the flopping rule was the big kind of flavor of the month. You know, they wanted to keep an eye out. They wanted to call it.
Yeah. To be honest with you, they always have their points of emphasis. And they always talk about, you know, making sure that there's clean post play.
Sure.
And there's never clean post play.
Sure.
when we get to the league, our league is just so physical. I mean, the officials could call a foul on every single play.
Right.
So yeah, we don't really concern ourselves too much about like what the new points of emphasis are.
Sure.
We just want to make sure that we're playing good, sound defense and making sure that we're setting our guys up on the offensive end so we don't get any moving screens and things of that nature. But I don't think there's been any new rules that you need to look out for.
Sure.
That you think will impact the game.
Sure. Talk about, you know, obviously we are the D2. We're actually the last of NCAA to start college basketball this year. Division I start up on Monday. Mm-hmm. I think D3 starts tonight, or it might start started on Tuesday evening. Talk about, you know, Division I. I don't know how much gets to watch during your season, but who do you think of the dangerous team this year to maybe keep an eye out for going into March outside the Blue Bloods?
Army.
Army. Yeah, well, that's right.
I got to pick Army. Come on.
How can we forget?
I got to pick Army. I went up to see an Army game. They played Monday. So it's 3 hours down there, 3 hours home. We didn't get back until 2. So it was Dylan's first, his first game. Seeing him on the floor was good. You could tell he's still not comfortable yet.
Sure.
You know, he's trying to get his feet under him and understand the system. But I think they could be good. I really do. Really good coaching staff. Kids play really hard. And to be honest with you, I'm so focused on our team.
Right.
I don't even watch any NBA basketball, but there's been some surprises early. I mean, Michigan State loses to you know, James Madison.
Right.
That's an eye opener. They're fourth in the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
LSU women. How about that loss?
Wow, right.
So if the season's going to be anything like that, hopefully we're on the good side of that.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Now we're joined here by
Robert Smith.
One of our captains this season, Robert Smith. Robert, thanks for taking the time to join us after practice today. Talk about how the start of preseason's gone, and we're, you know, just about a day away from the start of a new season.
Preseason been going good. Trying to find like the strengths and weaknesses in the new team. We got a lot of new players, new freshmen. We got a couple players back from last year, like for such as me, Elijah Allen, Alex Walensky, Anthony Purnell, Joshua Walker, That's basically Luke Boyd, Nick Bronner, stuff like that. So we're just trying to see where we at right now. This first weekend is going to be a real good test for us because they kind of bigger than us. So we're going to see where we at after this weekend.
Sure. So a strong group coming back from a team that won the first regular season title since 06 and our 20-win season. Another fun year here in Hollinger. You know, what do you think the returning group that you talked about? What can you guys tell the underclassmen about, you know, going into East play? It's always tough. It's always great games in here.
It's going to be tough. I'm always telling the young kids that it's going to be tough. Just keep your head because it's a long season. There's a lot of ups and downs. A lot of stuff is going to be going on. So you just got to stay mellow, stay humble, and just keep your head down because at the end of the day, we do what we're supposed to do. We're going to end up in the right spot, in the same spot we was last year, looking at the feet for a title, compete for a title.
Sure. So you touched on, you know, the returning crew, a year older, a year more experienced. You've already had a good group of newcomers, a few freshmen, a few transfers as well. Talk about how they've melded and adapted to our culture and just kind of become one here at the end of the season.
The freshmen here, such as like Miles Gray and Lean, they came in ready to go. I see them before all this happened. I was watching the recruiting, like, they're some dogs, and we need dogs in this league. Peace, like, not a easy league, especially on the east side. It's a lot of good players, a lot of tough players, physical. It's a physicality game. So then we got Mirko, Darius Phillips, two wings, two bigs that I can see that can really come in and make an impact if they really put their time in and really show that they can really be a good impact for the team as a freshman. So, yeah.
So let's shift gears a little bit and let's look at start of the NBA season. Sixers are 5-1. Talk about the start of the new year. Talk about your thoughts on the in-season tournament. It's a new concept for the NBA this year.
Well, for what I heard was the in-season tournament is basically like making the players play or having them to have like something to look forward to in the beginning of the season. Because I know it's a long season, so they just feel like they just out there just playing. And also like the older guys, especially like the vets in the league, they do a lot of load management. So for this NCAA tournament, it's going to make them, they don't want to do it. They're going to want to play for something. So that's how I really got the gist of it.
So we'll get you here on a few rapid fire questions. So what's your major here at Westchester?
Business management.
What's the favorite class you've taken so far?
Probably marketing.
Favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show, The Flash.
Favorite movie?
My favorite movie, Like Mike.
Are you so Philly sports? Are you a Philly sports fan all the way around?
Nah,
or
just probably football right now. Okay. Basketball, I'll be going here and there with my favorite player, LeBron. So wherever LeBron go, I go. So like I said, the Eagles, I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I'm always going to root for Philly if they, of course, like sure. That's just my city. So they're not the Sixers, the Flyers, and the Philly, they're not my favorite teams, but I'm always going to root for them. So.
Fun start to the year for the Eagles. They tested our hearts a little bit on Sunday there.
Yeah, almost.
last 2 minutes.
Yeah, that was scary.
But they pulled it out, so that's all that matters. Any pregame superstitions, you know?
What you mean by pregame?
So is there anything you have to do on game day to feel like you're ready to go play?
Basically, get a good rest, get a good nice meal in the morning, stretch. Make sure I go through like all the plays, watch film a little bit, make sure we know where we at, make sure we know where we going and who we guard and how we're supposed to guard a specific player on a team. And just go out there with the mindset to just kill and just win. That's the motto this year, just to win. No matter how we win, just make sure you come out with a W.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're back. We're joined here by freshman guard Miles Gray. Miles, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So, new freshman season about to get underway here in just a couple days, you know, probably about, 48 hours.
Yeah.
Talk about how preseason's going, how you're feeling going into that first game.
Preseason's going well, you know. Definitely trying to come together as a team and, you know, a lot of learning, you know, a lot of adjustments have to be made. You know, it's a progress, you know. It's a long season. You know, it's the start of it. You know, we're not going to be perfect to start off. So, you know, definitely come in with a great mindset. That's ready to go and just come in ready to learn. But, you know, it's been going pretty well so far. We're very excited to start the season off. You know, we got a great test coming up. Two great teams that we're going to play down in Virginia. So, you know, we're just trying to prepare mentally, and I think we'll be ready.
Talk about how the transition to college basketball has been. You know, everyone always kind of talks about that being one of the hardest transitions in sports, going from high school to college. Talk about how that's gone the first, you know, month and a half of official preseason.
Just like everybody says, I feel like it's hearing people say it's a lot different to actually experience it. So, you know, I'm in it right now. It definitely hasn't been the easiest transition. Definitely a lot more physical, a lot more detail, paying attention to detail. But no matter what you do, if you can do anything wrong, you just got to play hard. Play hard, play defense. So you can do those two things and just try to make winning plays, and you'll be in a great position. So, you know, you can do nothing else. Can't shoot the ball. You know, you can't dribble, can't do anything. I mean, just got to play defense, play hard, and just, you know, have fun. So, you know, the transition, it's been pretty, you know, it's been a process, but I feel like I'm starting to embrace it now, starting to get a little more comfortable. And, you know, no matter what, just like to play hard, have fun.
So joining us from Reading, so you did play with one of our older Golden Rams, Mauro Samanu, in high school. Talk about playing with him and then being able to play with him again at the collegiate level.
Playing with him, I was actually a sophomore while he was a senior. We won a district championship that year together, and we actually went on to win a state championship in 2021 against Archbishop Wood. So, you know, playing with him, he's actually, you see him play now, he was basically the same way back in high school. Very tenacious, great rebounder, great leader, and just always fights, you know, just a fighter. So, you know, coming here, I told him that, you know, I was coming here, he got so excited that we reunited. And so, you know, it just felt good having to be back with him and just having a brother that I knew for so long back on this level. So, you know, it's a lot of fun having him around.
We'll shift gears just a little bit here. Okay, I hear some rapid fire questions. So first off, why Westchester? What brought you to campus?
You know, I took a visit here, and I mean, ever since that visit, it felt right. You know, I loved the atmosphere. You know, they had my major. They had a great program for my major. You know, it was a very high level basketball, high level Division II PSAC, you know, a very tough league. And I really wanted to see myself. I wanted to envision myself playing here. I felt like I could play on this level. I could compete on this level. And I just came here and bet on myself and just, you know, wanted to compete at this level. So, you know, I love the basketball program, you know, great facilities, great campus. And it just felt like it could be home.
So what is your major here?
It's computer science.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. So what do you think you want to do with that?
You know, I'm trying to take it one step at a time, see how life takes me. But I'm enjoying computer science right now. I'm taking one class in it. And I could definitely see myself venturing off and doing it in the future. You know, definitely try to see what other aspects like cybersecurity and software development and programming, see what I want to venture into. But as of now, I could definitely see myself doing that in the future.
Sure. Favorite TV show?
Oof. Right now, it has to either be Rick and Morty or a classic, The Office.
It's always a good one. Yeah. Favorite movie?
Oof. That's a lot more difficult one. As of right now, I probably either had to give it to Inception or Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Favorite music?
Oof. It's definitely R&B and hip hop. Definitely.
Favorite artist? Asking all the tough questions.
Either has to be, I can't pick one. It has to be either Drake, Travis Scott, or Kanye West.
Okay. Favorite basketball memory from your high school career? Or it can be AAU or.
I mean, it has to be either as we won the state championship. It has to be.
Sure.
I won two in my sophomore year, but my senior year, just the whole season in general, you know, we went 32-1. We won all three championships, and we ended up winning the state championship. And we went down as one of the greatest teams in our high school's history. So I had to definitely my 2023 state championship. It was a great moment. Great moment.
Any pregame superstitions?
I got to eat. I got to eat before the game. Not right before the game, I got to make sure I eat. I got to play on a full stomach. Then I got to get out of my system. I got to use the bathrooms, silly enough. But then, you know, I got to do a lot of stretching. I like look at the scouting report, and I say a prayer and, you know, do more stretching and, you know, I'm ready to go.
Is there any go-to pregame meal or do you just have to eat something?
It's not really a go-to meal. I just got to eat. Got to eat. Yeah, no go-to meal. Hot food, though. Definitely hot food.
Preferably. All right, fair enough. Thank you for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.